This is Israel 18 News, with your hourly update for Friday, 5th of Jun, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. The weather across Israel is mild and pleasant this evening. In Tel Aviv, it's a warm night with clear skies. Jerusalem is experiencing a gentle breeze, while Haifa has a cooler temperature with a few clouds. Perfect conditions for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, a UNIFIL soldier from Serbia was killed by a Hezbollah bombing in southern Lebanon. This report comes from Walla, 5 hours ago. Also, the IDF mourns the loss of Captain Eitan Shmuel Lamberg, who died in southern Lebanon when a Hezbollah missile hit his tank. Ynet reported this 21 hours ago. Also this hour, Lebanon's former president, Michel Aoun, criticized Iran and Hezbollah, asserting Lebanon's sovereignty. I24 News shared this 3 hours ago. Separately, Hezbollah has dismissed a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Israel. This comes as the U.S. House voted to limit President Trump's military actions on Iran. This update is from JTA, 28 hours ago. And finally, President Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. Axios reported this development 1195 hours ago. Here's what people are saying online. Hezbollah has claimed responsibility for 23 attacks against IDF forces since midnight, according to IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posting 52 minutes ago. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, shared an incident in Seattle where a man allegedly defaced vehicles with anti-Semitic symbols. This post came 53 minutes ago. Raylan Givens, a military analyst, reported that Iran's supreme leader's advisor called for unfreezing assets to advance negotiations, warning of regional conflict expansion. This was posted an hour ago. Let's go deeper, starting with the tragic loss in southern Lebanon. A UNIFIL soldier, Sergeant Milovan Jovanovic from Serbia, was killed by a Hezbollah bombing. Walla reports he was critically injured and taken to a hospital in Beirut. This incident raises tensions in the region and questions the stability of international peacekeeping efforts. Meanwhile, Captain Eitan Shmuel Lamberg was killed when a Hezbollah missile struck an IDF tank. Ynet notes this attack came shortly after a ceasefire deal was announced. His death underscores the fragile nature of ceasefires and the ongoing volatility in the area. Turning to Lebanon's political landscape, former President Michel Aoun criticized Iran and Hezbollah for interfering in Lebanon's sovereignty. According to I24 News, Aoun emphasized the need for Lebanese interests to prevail. This statement could influence domestic and regional support for Hezbollah. On the diplomatic front, Hezbollah's rejection of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal signals ongoing hostilities. As JTA reports, this refusal coincides with the U.S. House seeking to restrict Trump's war powers. The outcome could impact U.S.-Iran relations and future diplomatic efforts. Finally, Axios highlights President Trump's announcement of a ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This agreement is politically sensitive for Prime Minister Netanyahu, but may open doors for further peace negotiations with Iran. The ceasefire's success could alter regional dynamics. Turning to business and markets. First, Katech reports that Israel is emerging as a hub for AI talent, with a high concentration of bright minds in the field. This insight comes from Buddy Arnheim, a founding partner at Lobby Capital. Separately, Walla Business reveals a shift in what remote workers value, focusing less on money and more on satisfaction. The University of Haifa's study indicates a change in defining happiness. And finally, Globes announces a significant drop in gasoline prices expected on Sunday night. This decrease is attributed to the shekel's strength and lower international market prices. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.